And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss, I believe, the last week of August 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who is a big fan of the upcoming Netflix film, Cuties, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Hey there, sexy. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. If you had a drink before this podcast, you seem very lively.
I'm just generally happy, you know? A guy can't be happy.
No, I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to hear everything's going well for you, Alex.
Oh, thank God.
So what's been going on with your week to make you just so excited and bursting with joy?
You know, I'm alive. That's the important thing.
Yeah, that's good to celebrate your life. Everyone can appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. If you can't appreciate that, then you can just go fuck off.
Well, I'm from a happy mood to a very savage mood over here.
What can I say? No room for negativity, my friend. No room for negativity. It's all in the positivity right now. All
right. So did anything fun happen in the last few days? Nothing exciting?
Oh, shit hit the fan at work, but I wouldn't really call that exciting.
Yeah, shit hitting the fan. Definitely not exciting.
No, not really, but, you know, that kind of BS happens anyways.
All right, well, I was trying to set you up a low-hanging fruit here, a softball, Alex. I was wanting you to just bring up that me and Alex went to BC this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm also kind of tired.
Oh, okay, got you. Yeah, yes. So, yeah, we went to BC, and after that, I have got back into speedrunning, so it's been a relatively fun week for myself.
Have you just been speedrunning Fall Guys again?
No, I've been playing a lot of Fall Guys as well, but in between Fall Guys, I am back to speedrunning Mario Party.
Okay.
Trying to get all the world records. One isn't enough.
Yeah, have you tried going back to speedrunning that one Mario game that I can't remember the name of?
I don't know. It's a lot of Mario games.
Okay, the Mario game, like the first one that came on the Switch.
Oh, Odyssey?
Thank you. Yes, Odyssey. When are you going to go back to speedrunning that?
I don't think I'll ever go back to that. That was a temporary moment. That game is too well known for speedrunning, so all the good people have done it. I'm going to stick to Mario Party because none of the good players have bothered trying it.
Well, I mean, if that's how you want to get success, then be my guest.
Yes, I know my limit. I go for the low-hanging fruit, and then I grab the fruit, and I show it off to everybody and go, look at this, I got an orange. But little do they know, it was like that shitty orange from the bottom of the tree. I don't go for the good stuff. That's I'm not good enough for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that makes sense.
At the end of the day, people that don't follow speedrunning, are they going to notice a difference with a Mario Odyssey speedrun record or a Mario Party speedrun record? Like, to them, it's just a record. It sounds cool. They don't really know the difference. So, you know, I'm just going for the worldwide appeal.
Yeah, you know what? Sweep the world. Go for it. You know what? You do you. That's what it's all about. You being you.
Yeah. The last speedrun record I have is a partner one, so I did it with a friend. So I'm trying to see if I can actually win one on my own, or if it was just my friend that did all the work.
Okay. I got what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
And also because my girlfriend wouldn't waste the time doing it, so I kind of have to do it alone now.
Well, that's unfortunate, but I mean, whatever, stuff happens.
But speaking of doing it alone, anything new the last few days, Alex? Just been work from the sounds of it?
Yeah, you know, just getting lots of that work in. You know, just dealing with crap, the usual stuff. That's how it goes. You know how it is.
Makes sense. Well, I guess we can jump right into news here. And speaking of me and Alex going to BC for just a little trip during the weekend to see a friend of ours, there's a story that comes from BC, which is a Sylvester Stallone chainsaw-carved Rambo statue.
Huh?
And it's in a small town in BC where the film Rambo First Blood was filmed. They made a statue in honor. I guess that, you know, it's a small town. They'll take whatever they can get, even if it's the horrible film Rambo First Blood.
Wait. First Blood was filmed in BC?
That's what the article says. I don't know why the town would make a statue of such a bad film if it wasn't the case.
I did not know that. Well, you know what? The more you know, I guess.
Yes, that would be like... I'm surprised more Canadian cities haven't done this. Like, wasn't Twilight also filmed in BC? We should be getting a bunch of sparkling vampire statues.
Sparkling vampire statues. I'm all in for that.
Yes. So, Sylvester Stallone even made comments about how he loves the statue and he is honored to have worked on that film in that city. Spoke very highly of it. Now, as somebody that just went to BC, are you upset that this didn't come out a week earlier so we could have actually went to check out the Sylvester Stallone statue?
Oh, you know, I am infuriated that I didn't get to check out this statue because it looks sexy as hell.
Yeah, it's a good-looking statue, for sure. Now, I was looking up where it was because our buddy was actually showing us photos of a bunch of wood carvings that people have done with chainsaws for artwork nearby, and I was thinking it'd be hilarious if it was the exact same guy he was telling us about. But no, apparently BC is just really good with chainsaws, and they like to carve wood all over the place.
Oh, good old BC.
Yeah, I believe that's one of the most prestigious jobs you can get in BC, a wood carver.
Sounds like a pretty lit job, if you ask me.
Yeah, for sure. How many people do you think this is actually drawing in for tourism? Do you think this city is really hitting its stride with the Sylvester Stallone statue?
It's drawing in all of 5 people.
I was about to say 5 as well. That was going to be my magic number.
I'm glad we thought of the same magic number. Whoa.
Yeah. Just because I'm picturing a family of 5 with the father who's a big Rambo fan being like, back up, kids. We're going to check out this Sylvester Stallone statue.
We're like on another level of the same page, bro.
Yeah, that would be great. Just, you know, if you can't meet the actual Sylvester Stallone, second best thing is to meet a wooden sculpture of them.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's anything better.
Hear me out. So in Hollywood, there's obviously some very famous wax museums where they make realistic celebrities and actors and characters like Forrest Gump. So should BC, since they're so well known for their wood carvings, take initiative and have their own wood museum of famous celebrities and characters based off of wood?
That sounds like so much fun, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very wooden situation.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know, man. I'm just coming up with shit.
Nice. Yeah, I can see what you mean when you say you're tired. Wooden situation. I like it.
Yeah, I'm full of all these. I'm full of them.
Were you trying to think of another wood pun, but you could just couldn't think of one?
I'm out. I'm down and out for the count, man.
Yeah. Well, not a problem. Since you're good with, I was gonna say since you're good with wood, but that might come across as a different. That may come across differently, especially if you put that on your Tinder bio. But yes, since you're good with wood puns, can you think of a good name for this museum of celebratory wood?
This is a lot harder when you're on the spot, man.
Not a problem. I was thinking Bark Up the Right Museum.
See, I would have thought of that, but, you know, I'll let you deal with the whole originality of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I don't know. Oh, I got it.
You got it?
Celebrate Tree Museum.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah, so BC should really get on that since they're so well known for their wood designs.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, the wood museum is just so far disconnected with every other story. I was trying to think of a transition here, but there is none. But I guess we can get to the root of the next problem, which is the newly announced Netflix film coming out September 9th called Cuties. Alex, have you heard of this film?
I just read someone's Facebook post about it about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, well then there you go. I guess you have heard of this film.
I have.
Yes, and a bit of controversy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the new hashtag, what was it? Cancel Netflix has now been trending on Twitter. It's number two on trending. And I thought, well, two guys that really like to watch Netflix films, this seems something we might be interested in. And it's about the newly announced poster for the film that's coming out in about 2 weeks called Cuties, which is a film about very young girls dressed up very provocatively on a poster. As a bit of a synopsis, I didn't read too much into it, but it's about a young girl, I'm guessing in the age of 10, who wants to hit it big in modeling of sorts.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yes, and so the reason why everyone wants to cancel Netflix, according to the hashtag and all of the latest tweets involving the streaming service, is Cuties. You know, the poster is a little provocative. The description for the upcoming film wasn't written that tastefully. Apparently, it was written pretty, like, it was written in a way to draw maybe older, inappropriate crowds. People might call them pedophiles. Apparently, it's described to really draw certain people that you wouldn't really want to be associated with to watch the film. They've changed the description of the film. They haven't changed the poster just yet, but a lot of people are saying that's it. This Netflix is pro pedophiles, which might be a step too far. I don't think anybody is pro pedophiles, but yeah, Netflix is pro pedophiles. They are encouraging this kind of behavior, and we need to cancel Netflix.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Q-Daddy? You know what's up? You're the real cutie.
Are you calling me a 10-year-old girl?
I'm just calling you a cutie. I'm not saying you're a 10-year-old girl.
When did I
ever say you were a 10-year-old girl?
Well, just because the film's about cuties, then you called me a cutie. I didn't know if...
Well, I just genuinely think that you're a cutie.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got you.
You're a cutie as well.
Aw, you're adorable.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's why my name starts with a Q, because I'm a cutie.
I'd buy it.
Yeah, your name starts with an A, so you're adorable. There you go.
Aha, I got you. I see where you went with that.
So have you seen this poster? Have you seen the description that they originally had for the film? Do you think they are trying to overly sexualize children, like what everyone's saying?
I got a original look of the poster. And I'm not really sure about a title, but yeah, this is just a weird fucking movie to release. I was like, that much, Jesus.
Yeah, it is very odd. The description never seemed that weird to me, but yeah, the poster just, I'm not saying it looks sexual. It just looks weird. It doesn't even look that exciting to watch. It's like a bunch of girls in weird poses. Mm-hmm. In weird poses. I don't know. Definitely not for me, at least.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe it's because of the bad publicity, and I love watching bad films similar to Cats.
Yeah, who doesn't love, well, okay, besides Cats?
I love Cats. And this is kind of in the same field of Cats, where it's getting so much bad publicity, it's getting so much hate, that I am a little low-key excited to watch this film. I'm a little interested to see what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the only thing that's drawing me back from it is apparently it won an award in some film festivals when they picked up the film.
Right.
So it's making me think it might just not be a bad film. It might just be a weird film that's not my type of thing. But I want to see a bad film. But, you know, apparently this has won awards. You know, nothing too big. It's not like a Oscar contender here, but it's getting, like, apparently it's a well-done film, which, you know, news to me, it doesn't look like it.
You're a well-done film.
All right, Alex, my girlfriend's going to be listening to this podcast. So she's going to see you keep hitting on me. She's going to get...
You know what? Andrew, you can fight me.
Oh, wow. I love how the start of the podcast, Welling was just so cheerful. So life is happy. I'm in a great mood. And I want no bad things to come my way. I'm all about peace. And now we're about 15 minutes in and Welling's like calling out fights with people.
I'm just in a fighting mood, I guess.
All right. Well, Alex, the big question here is, will you be watching this film the week it comes out? Cuties.
I will not. I don't have much, if any, interest in this movie at all.
Well, that's ridiculous. I might just pick it for the podcast, so you have to watch it.
If you do, I will disown you.
What? When have you ever owned me?
I don't know. Just somehow I will disown you. Don't ask how. Just somehow I'll make it happen.
I was waiting for you to be like, oh yeah, well, I am going to own you, and then I'll disown you.
You know what? Now that you say it, I wish I said that.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was going to be your next step.
You know what? I value your opinions, and I will take that in consideration next time.
Thank you. Wow, that's like
you're very welcome.
Very flirtatious. My girlfriend never takes my thoughts into consideration.
Well, that's why you haven't been with a real man. You need to be with a real man.
Well, I'm glad my girlfriend's not a real man. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Now, I just watched the Disney Plus original Magic Camp. I watched that this morning.
Ooh, sounds magical.
Yeah, you would think, but it's not. And yes, it came out a few days ago. I ended up watching it today. Man.
Why would you get my hopes up, man?
Yeah, it really is a bad film that I recommend everybody watch. Cuties is going to be the exact same thing. Opening week on Netflix, easy to stream. I'm watching this bad boy. It's coming up the 9th. I'm kind of busy that week, so maybe I'll watch it the end of the week, maybe more so on the 12th. So I'll watch it a few days later, but I'm definitely checking out this film. I hope it is as horrible as everyone thinks it's going to be, and I can't wait to roast it when we discuss it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I hope it's as bad as we all think, too, because I'd love to see that.
Now, obviously, Tristan, who's been coming on a lot for the podcast, he's not here this week. But I'll tell you right now, I was hoping he was so we talk about this film with him. I know for a fact Tristan's going to be down to watch Cuties.
Oh, yeah, just because the name is Cuties.
No, just because he likes bad films as well. He loves Cats and Kissing Booth, so this is right up Tristan's alley. I might make a case that we should have a bonus podcast where we do a review on the film Cuties, because it's gonna be big that week. I think there's gonna be a lot of news about what's wrong with the film, similar to Cats. So me and Tristan might do a bonus podcast. And Alex, if you're down to watch it that week, you can join the bonus podcast. Obviously, if Tristan's down for it, but Cuties, oh. I think that's going to be the big news of September 2020.
I am so down. You already know it.
Yeah. It'll be three full-grown men discussing 10-year-old models. It'll be great.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that equation.
No, not at all.
Nothing at all.
Now... What? The listeners that may have an issue with this, Alex.
Okay, there are people that have issues with this. Well, I guess that's their problem. Fuck them.
Yeah, I was going to say we could call them the Karens of the world.
Oh, I hate fucking Karens.
So we have a new announcement as well. This just came up, so I don't know how legitimate this is. But from all the sources I've been looking at, it's pretty legit. 2 hours ago, Alex, there has been an announcement that we have Taryn Manning as the lead star in the upcoming film Karen.
There's going to be a movie called Karen?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. You mean to tell me they're going to be a movie that's called Karen?
Yes, and the film is about a middle-aged woman with the Karen cut, blonde hair, who is angry, who lives in a neighborhood with, I believe, an African-American community, and she just hates everything they do, and she tries to call the police on them. And that is the premise of the film.
Sir. You had me at Karen.
So, you thought I was excited for Cuties. I am stoked for Karen.
Yeah, I can imagine why.
Yeah, if this is everything that it's leading up to be, it's going to be a great film. Mostly just because it's just going to follow the whole meme of Karen. And this is what companies should do, is make a film with a very hilarious meme or name. I'm surprised that we never had a horror film called Kyle, who breaks through drywalls and chugs down monster cans. I felt like that could have been a great horror film. But yeah, I feel like there should be more films directed at these kind of meme potentials. And I think Karen is a step in the right direction for film, especially 2020, where we don't got much content at the moment. An announcement for a film like Karen seems perfect.
Karen!
Now, do you think the actress announced is Taryn Manning? I'm not quite familiar with what films she has been in, but do you have any other actresses in mind, including some that have the name Karen? Do you think we can find someone better?
Let's see here. We could do Karen Gillan.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you know who Karen Gillan is?
Yeah, I know who she is. She's from Jumanji and the
Guardians
of the Galaxy films.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we got this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's a good actress. I like the Karen name, but, you know, maybe someone a little older. I don't know how good she would play as a Karen. Could we get Karen Gillan's mom?
Well, we don't know if Karen Gillan's mom's name is Karen.
Well, it doesn't matter at this point, because in the promos, you can just say Karen Gillan's mother.
Dun, dun, dun.
Stars as Karen.
The Gillan of all Gillans.
Are we going to have a sequel called Gillan's Island and it's a bunch of Gillans?
Yeah, I'm down for that. Gilligan's Island, but except it's Gillan's Island. I get it.
Yeah. That was nice. I'm glad you clarified the joke for all those Karens out there listening that don't understand humor.
You Karens, you know who you are.
Yeah, and which is funny how I made a... I don't know what's going with that. But yes, you know, Karen Gillan's mother, if you're out there, maybe hit up the studio that's currently working on this film. Maybe they could put you in as a backup actress. I don't know. Or we can just kill off Taryn Manning and you can become the next lead. Taryn Manning, what has Taryn Manning been in?
Who?
Taryn Manning. She's the person set to be the upcoming star for the Karen film.
Oh, Taryn Manning. Well, apparently she's been in movies like Orange is the New Black, Hustle and Flow, Crossroads. Whoa, she was in 8 Mile, Cleveland Abduction, Hawaii 5-0, The Vault, Crazy / Beautiful, A Lot Like Love.
I like how I pull up the IMDb as soon as you start and you list off all the ones on the top.
Oh my god, she was in The Murder of Nicole Brown Simpson? That's a god-awful movie.
Yeah, so, you know, the very well-known actress from Orange is the New Black. That's pretty much the only big thing. In my opinion, no offense to Taryn Manning, but the only big thing, in my opinion, is Orange is the New Black. Something tells me we could have gotten someone better for the Karen film, but, you know, she does look the part. I'll give her that. She I think, cut the hair, she's ready to go. She definitely has that speak to the manager face.
But if you cut her hair, that's cutting a part of her sex appeal.
You want a sexy Karen?
I want a very sexy Karen.
Well, I'm sure if you go in incognito mode and type in sexy Karen, I'm sure you can be satisfied, Alex. But I want the most least attractive, horrible human being Karen ever. I don't want like some attractive sex appeal. Maybe that's why you're thinking of Karen Gillan, because yeah, she'd be the sex appeal Karen. But we need...
So take a wild guess what happens when I search sexy Karen in Google.
It's pretty odd. I don't know. What is it? Karen Gillan?
It's a bunch of Karen Gillan photos.
Nice. Well, don't... yeah. I wonder if your roommate is like going through your search history and it's just like, what is he doing? Googling sexy Karen photos? Does he have a hard-on on the Karen meme?
Apparently.
Yeah. I'm very excited for Karen. According to IMDb here, it is set for 2021. So they just announced the film today. This is breaking news, pretty much. They announced it a few hours before we recorded. And yeah, it's already set to be released in a year. So you can definitely tell it's going to be a high-budget film.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, I wonder if they have the budget set here for Karen. I can imagine it's low.
Yeah, you're definitely right on that.
Yeah, it's funny how I was saying how Kyle could be a good horror film, because looking at the poster for Karen, definitely seems like they're going for the horror film vibe.
A horror movie about Karen. That's interesting.
Hey, Karens are scary. I defend that choice. It's much better than a love story with Karen. That'd be horrible.
But...
Now, not only is it released in 2021, but it's set to release the 7th of February.
Oh, okay.
So they announced it today, and this film is set to release within 6 months.
You know what? Now that I'm seeing all these hot photos of Karen Gillan, I really want to marry this girl. Karen, there's an eligible bachelor waiting for you.
Yes, Karen is just chomping at the bit. She is so excited to know that she didn't realize you're single, Alex. Now that this is public knowledge, she is just, you're going to get a call from her within the day.
Oh, absolutely. It's a guarantee. It's absolutely guaranteed right now. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I just love to picture Karen Gillan as like crying on her mother's lap, who, you know, obviously is going to be in the Karen film. She's crying on her mother's lap, just saying, man, well, why does that Alexander Welling guy have to be taken? He's just so sexy. And then, bloop, she gets the podcast notification, which she obviously listens to, as she's a huge Alexander Welling fan.
Oh, absolutely. If she didn't, that's, you know, it's her loss.
And she is, well, he just made her day. She's losing her mind right now. She can't believe it. Her celebrity crush, famous podcaster Alexander Welling, is single. This is huge news.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
I didn't realize we were breaking the news today. You're going to go viral today. She didn't realize that.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
Which, you know, she'll eventually listen to this podcast. That she's such a big fan. You guys will end up dating, and you'll be too big for me, and I'll have to host a podcast by myself.
Yeah, you'll have to get new friends, fucking loser.
Well, it's like, wow, I missed the Welling from the beginning of this podcast when he was so nice and sweet.
I know, right? But he's, you know, he's dead inside now.
Yeah, now Alex is big shot, dating Karen Gillan. I'm all on my own now. This is a shame.
You're the only Karen I'd ever touch.
Whoa.
Yeah, you heard me right, people out there. Get your Twitter feeds rolling with that.
Yeah, you know. We just have, just like the Sylvester Stallone statue, we only have 5 listeners, and we just lost 2 of them because their names were Karen. So you killed us.
Sorry, Karens, but you don't deserve my sympathy.
Wait, they don't deserve your what?
My sympathy.
Oh, sympathy.
They're fucking Karens. Like, come on.
I thought you said my sick bod, and I was like, what?
Well, I mean, I do have a sick bod.
But... yeah, I just like to think you're telling our listeners they don't deserve your sexy body.
Ah, no one does, except, you know, Karen.
Yeah, no one deserves either of our disgusting bites. That's why we go on podcasting, so they don't have to look at us.
Whoa. You might think your bite is disgusting.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't speak for both of us. Karen Gillan's listening. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. You know, don't make me lose my shot here.
Okay, you're right. Sorry. So, Karen Gillan, if you're listening. So, Welling, besides your big wang, anything else you want to discuss?
How I have a great taste in things.
Karen Gillan, if you're still listening, just pay close attention. Welling, is it true that you were the one that actually wrote all the plays and Shakespeare stole them from you? Those were your pieces of art, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know it.
Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, if anybody named Karen Gillan is listening, which obviously you are, just remember, Well Dog, Big Wang, artist. That's all you need to know.
Well Dog, Big Wang, artist. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that should be your Tinder bio. Just your name, underneath it goes Big Wang, and then underneath it goes artist, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else needed. That's all you need. All right. And then you can have a link to the exact moment in the podcast where I tell everybody you have it. So then you're like, see, I didn't even say it. It's gospel. It's on a podcast.
Uh-huh. You know it.
All right. Well, speaking of public knowledge and sad news, I guess we could say.
Oh, sad news. That's no good.
Yeah. The GW Zoo, the iconic zoo from Tiger King, pretty much the only good thing that happened in 2020 was that documentary.
Oh, but no, what did that bitch Carol Baskins do?
She sold the GW Zoo. It's done.
That bitch Carol Baskins.
Yeah, she became the new owner of the zoo. We discussed that about a month ago. Hasn't even been a whole month yet, and that bitch Carol Baskins already sold the zoo. It's done. Yeah. Even if Joe Exotic gets out of jail, he's got nothing now.
That bitch, Carol Baskins.
Yeah, it's truly a shame. It's a historic moment right now in American history. The GW Zoo is gone. Yeah, and it says it's permanently closed here. So this is probably going to be the last story of the Tiger King saga. We've been following it closely for months now. Big fans of the Tiger King and even Carol Baskins. I love that queen, but it seems like we're closing a chapter on this story. GW Zoo is closed. Baskin has won.
Baskin can't have won.
I'm sorry. That's what it's looking like.
Not Carol fucking Baskin. She's a bitch.
Well, that may be so, but it seems like there's nothing that can be done at this point. The zoo is closed. Don't worry, though. If you guys still want to go to the zoo, you can go to Carol Baskin's zoo. That's still open. So you have something to look forward to.
Oh, I guess it's something.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex is very excited about that.
So very excited.
All right.
The most excited I've ever been in my entire life.
Well, I don't know what's more exciting, Alex. Carol Baskin winning or a water park opening up in Wuhan, China.
Well, I mean, it's a water park. What's so exciting about that?
Well, what's so exciting is it was a huge water park party that I believe had over thousands of people at this water park during a huge concert. And I don't know if you're too familiar, Alex, but this is Wuhan, China, which is the city that started COVID.
Right. I know about Wuhan, China.
Yeah, so the city that started COVID, that started it all, because even though they started it, because they took action immediately and they nipped it in the butt, they took care of their situation down in China. There hasn't been a single case of COVID since, I believe, May, they said. So they've had plenty of months with absolutely nobody containing the disease. So the city that started this all, that started this huge pandemic of the world.
Right.
They're done. they can now party, and then we can all just sit back and watch them. That is where we've come to now.
That is a fucking tragedy.
Yeah. I do, like, you know, obviously, probably not the best news, but I do think it's hilarious. It's basically just a giant middle finger to all of us, like, fuck you guys. We're the ones that started it, but we ended it. Party on. And yeah, and it looks like quite a party. If you look at the photos in the link here. Wuhan knows how to party. I think since I don't have COVID, I was going to go on vacation in, I believe, 5 days from now. I was going to go on vacation. And I don't know. I'm kind of tempted to just be like, screw my family. Yo, Andrea, let's go to Wuhan and party it up. Let's go.
You're going to go on vacation to Wuhan?
Well, no, because I've already got a bunch of stuff booked at the other place. But, you know, definitely looks like a good place to go. These guys, COVID-free, nobody has to wear a mask. These guys can live their best life now while we're all stuck in quarantine, stuck in these hard times. Wuhan, they're living their best life. They're like COVID who? Who's that?
I don't think COVID's a person.
Wrong number. Who dis? That's what Wuhan's saying right now to COVID.
Dis be sexy. You ever heard of sex appeal?
So yeah, I'm kind of just ignoring when you. I don't know what you're saying. Sorry, I won't try and skip this. Sex appeal?
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
All right, no, we'll figure this out together. What has the sex appeal? The city Wuhan? COVID itself? A water park? Sorry, what's the sex appeal?
Well, the sex appeal is obviously the water park. Like, imagine all those cute Asian girls in their skinny bikinis walking around. Come on, man.
Alex, imagine all the Karens in bikinis.
Oh, my God. I can just imagine all them Karens.
Is that what the Google images were? A bunch of Karen Gillens in bikinis at a Wuhan water park?
I would not be surprised.
All right. Well, I'm glad COVID wasn't the sex appeal. Alex, what does it make you think when you hear about the Wuhan water park party? Are you a little envious that the people that caused this whole thing are now living their best life? Are you kind of wishing, hey, you know what? I sure wished I lived there. Oh, what's your thoughts on Wuhan?
Yeah, you know, I totally wished I lived in Wuhan where all this crap started.
You know the saying, whoever smelt it, dealt it? Well, it looks like Wuhan, the people that let out the fart. They're the ones that don't have to smell it. They're fine. You know, everyone else has to suffer the horrible scent.
They're the ones that let out the fart.
Yeah, but you know, Wuhan's fine. They don't have to smell it. They don't have to deal with it. So whatever.
They literally have the words "woo" in their title, in their name. Doesn't that sound like just a boatload of fun?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what a cool name. Like, I live in Edmonton. Do you know how unexciting that name sounds? Yeah.
It just sounds like you want to kill yourself. Come on.
Yeah, it sounds like Deadminton. Like, ugh, I wish I was dead. My life sucks.
Now, I do wish Deadminton was here yet, like right now, because the haunted house sounds pretty fun right about now.
No, I just wished we changed our name to Wuhan.
Well, I wish we did that too, but that's a completely different thing.
All right. Well, completely different thing. You know, I wish I could hypnotize the city council of Edmonton to make them change our name to Wuhan, because what a cool name.
I you know what? I will give you full props if you manage to do that.
Yes. Maybe I just need to give Stacy Dashes a call, because we have a story here that her husband, Stacy Dash, the celebrity, I'm not too familiar with who Stacy is. Are you familiar with her, Alex? Is she on your hall pass, just like Karen Gillan?
Stacy, no, I don't know who this is.
All right, well, and apparently,
I'm single, so hall passes don't exist right now.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The whole world is your hall pass. The whole world is a Wuhan party for you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, every day he has a Wuhan beach party. Welling's ready to go.
Oh, well, yeah. It's
good news for you, Alex. Stacey Dashes is now single because her husband claimed that he was hypnotized into marrying her. And that's why they got married, and he is now getting an annulment.
That is definitely a wild claim. Definitely the first time I've heard of that excuse before. You know what? I'm down for this. This sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. Hypnotize. That sounds pretty cool to me. I feel like, you know, what, he's going to say, she's gotten fat. That's why I don't want to marry her anymore. No, he's going to look like a jerk. What's he going to say? She's not as successful as a celebrity. She hasn't been doing much since COVID. No, he's going to look like a lowlife. No. The best out is saying, I didn't even realize I married this woman. She hypnotized me.
It just reminds me of that Dazed and Confused song, you know? You got me dazed and confused from the day I met you.
Well, it does make sense because the husband definitely seemed dazed and confused with his relationship with Stacey.
Right.
I support this. I think this is the cleanest way to get an annulment. What would be another clean way of just, you know what? That's it. Marriage done. Without making yourself seem like a jerk to future girls, right? Because now you can go up to girls at the Wuhan water party or wherever you end up going, Alex. You know, he's now also free on the streets. But he doesn't want the girls to think, oh, wow, if I get fat, he's going to leave me like his other wife. No. Now they're going to go, oh, he did nothing. He was hypnotized by this crazy person. What a great guy. I won't hypnotize him. I'm not a horrible person. He won't leave me.
Right, exactly. I don't really know if there's any smooth way of doing that.
Now, I don't know what's smoother than being hypnotized.
Right? That's a pretty smooth way of going about it.
Yeah. But pretty much I think what it comes down to it is, if you are getting a divorce or an annulment or a breakup, you just want to blame the other person so you seem perfectly normal. That's what he did. Oh, she hypnotized him. He didn't do anything. So to follow the same path, you could be like, oh, she took a massive shit on my bed. I can't marry this person, right? As long as if she seems like the weird one, you're fine.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because didn't you guys suggest that I take a shit on my roommate's bed?
Yes. Did you do it?
No, I did not.
Huh. Well, you should have done that.
Well, where would that have gotten me?
Well, it would have gotten you a much better story than, I worked this week.
You know what? That is true.
Yeah.
That would have been a great opening story. So I shit in my roommate's bed.
Yeah, yeah. Just think of how great this podcast would have started if I was like, so Alex, what's new with you this week? And you're like, well, I took a massive dump on my roommate's bed. Like, come on. You just got to think of the content here. That would have been great.
The only issue I have with that is, though, are you sure I would be alive come my podcast recording?
What, you think he's gonna kill you?
Well, I mean, it's not often you have your roommate shit in your bed.
That's true. Well, you know, there's only one way to find out if he'd kill you.
There's only one way to... You know what? That is true. There is only one way to find out.
Yeah.
You think I should go shit in his bed?
Yeah, you should do it live. You should bring the microphone with you while taking a dump and give us a play-by-play.
That sounds like a great idea. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
And if he catches you in the act, just say, my girlfriend hypnotized me.
Yeah, I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I was hypnotized. See? Piece of cake.
I was dazed and confused.
What other clean ways to break up with somebody can we go here? Could on the girl side of things, could she say, I caught my husband watching the film Cuties on Netflix? He must be a pedophile. I gotta leave him.
You know what? All of that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think so.
You've got it down flat. Congrats, Sherlock.
But, you know, it's definitely something I'm going to keep in my back pocket here, being hypnotized into doing things you don't want to do. I should definitely try that next time. If my girlfriend says, oh, hey, Quentin, my mother's in town. I was just thinking we should go for a brunch, or, you know, I was thinking we should go out for breakfast with her at 7 a.m. in the morning just to see my mother, and I have to wake up the next morning at 6 a.m. to go have breakfast with her family, and then afterwards, I can go. I had a horrible time. I woke up, I barely had a coffee, and if my girlfriend ever goes, oh, well, you agreed to it, you said you had a good time, it's like a shield. I deflect back with, you hypnotized me, I didn't want to go. See, it's an easy deflect. Now it's her, now it's on her, it's her fault, she hypnotized me.
Oh, okay, I see what you're doing here.
Yeah, so it's just the best way to just say, I never wanted to do it. I was forced mentally. You're playing mind games. I'm definitely going to use this next time. I had to do something to make my girlfriend happy. I'll just toss out, you hypnotized me. What was I supposed to?
You know what? You make a very valid point.
Yeah? Thank you.
You make a very, very valid point.
We'll probably all use the hypnotized excuse when we all watch Cuties in 2 weeks. We'll be like, oh, we were hypnotized. Netflix hypnotized us to watch this. We didn't want to.
Right, yeah. Blame it on Netflix. Yeah.
I'm down. Hashtag cancel Netflix. We were hypnotized for watching this.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you, Netflix? Come on, get your crap together.
All right.
You can't just hypnotize people willy-nilly.
I know. There are a bunch of monsters, that's for sure. That's it for news on my end, Alex, but what do we have for sports?
Oh, you ready for our society, which is filled with systematic racism?
What?
I said, are you ready for our society that's filled with systematic racism?
Did someone hypnotize you? Whatever happened to the welling using, like, short words and barely finishing a sentence? Now you're like throwing out political phrases at me.
What can I say? I'm a very political person.
Oh no, he's been hypnotized.
I have been hypnotized. Holy shit. No, but this story actually focuses around, you know what? We haven't had a Toronto Raptors story in a while, so let's go with a Toronto Raptors story. Do you remember last year how they became the NBA champions? There was that whole thing about winning McDonald's fries for every three-pointer they made.
I remember the free fry story, but I don't remember them winning a game.
Okay, well, last year they won the entire dang thing. I know. Congrats to Toronto. You can clap later if you want.
I'll clap right now.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Are you a big Toronto Raptors fan? Because I'll tell you right now, when I was a kid, they were probably my favorite team. I was a big fan.
Really?
Well, just, you know, obviously Jurassic Park is one of my favorite films ever. And so as a child, I grew up loving that film. It was like, I was like, fuck yeah, T-Rexes, Raptors, they're the best. I love that movie. And then I heard that there's a team called Toronto Raptors, and I was like, oh yeah, that's my shit. I'm not going to watch them play a game, but they're my shit. I like them.
Well, fair enough. Now, so are you happy now that you know that they won?
Yeah, I'm stoked.
You're stoked. I can just hear the.
I don't think I've ever watched them play a game, but when I was a kid, I just thought they were cool.
I can hear the joy in your voice.
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is a huge moment.
Anyways, back to the story. So they won last year. Now, Raptors team president, the guy that basically brought the team together and made them the bona fide super team that they were, he went down to the court to celebrate with his team, and apparently there was an altercation that happened between him and a Alameda County sheriff's officer who was acting as a security guard for the night. And you know what? People are trying to pile information about this. So then a couple months later, that same sheriff decides to sue the Raptors president for physical, emotional, mental, and anxietal harm towards himself. He goes on this huge stint about how, like, oh, I can't sleep at tonight. I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, just basically schmucking it all up so you can get as much money as possible.
Good call.
Okay. Well, the Raptors president made a countersuit in basically saying all of that's bullcrap. This has all led to yesterday, where a video was revealed of what actually happened. Click on that link there, and as soon as it loads, I think I might get an ad. So the black guy, obviously, is the Toronto Raptors team president.
Yeah, I assumed he wasn't a security guard.
Yeah, and the security guard is obviously the one that's wearing a body cam. You know, you'd think a security guard would act responsibly if they're wearing a fucking body cam. So I don't know about you, Quentin. Does that look like a man that faced some physical, emotional, mental, anxietal problems?
Well, he definitely has some emotional problems, but this guy was not the cause of it.
Anyways, so this, of course, has now stoked the flame, stemmed the argument, and this is why I started my story with systematic racism is alive. Because the Raptors president has come out today saying that the incident that happened was an attack because he was black. What are your opinions on this entire story?
I don't know. It could be a race thing. Maybe the security guy just had a lot of money placed on the other team to win, and he just lost a bunch of money, so he wanted to take it out on the Raptors coach. I don't really know this guy's reason. You know, as somebody that is a operator for security guards, I can attest, security guards, you know, I wouldn't put too much trust to them. So this guy must have just had a really bad night. And I do love how the coach was nice enough to just let this be dropped. Like, he wasn't starting anything. But the security guard was like, you know what? Even though there's footage of me just being an absolute monster, not a monster can, like what Welling's big dick is, Karen Gillan.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Sorry, where was I? Welling. Hey, Karen Gillan, if you're listening, wink, wink. But, you know, aside from the security guards being an absolute monster can, man, I don't know why he decided to press charges when clearly he's in the wrong.
Yeah, I think you can really focus on the term there, clearly, because holy shit.
Yeah, honestly, this coach handled it super well. He was kind of just standing there like, what the fuck's wrong with this loser? Like he knows he's above this guy. Like, he is a Raptors coach that just won. This guy is at his all-time high. He's probably like, whatever, security guard, go back to your mother's basement and cry to yourself tonight that your favorite team lost the game, because he's living his best life. He seems unbothered by this. He seemed annoyed, but he seemed unbothered. He's like, whatever.
You know what? That's a good read on that. So this is not the only part of the story. I forgot to add a couple links. But there has been at least 5 or 6 different stories in the past 8 or 9 years of complete racism coming out of this police department. Everything from retweeting a live speech from basically a modern day Nazi to having a bunch of lawsuits come their way in regards to their treatment of black people in the community. Like, this is just a bad sheriff's county.
Well, and you know how they should fix this, right?
How should they fix this?
Well, the police department should just be like, well, the Raptors team hypnotized us.
Why did I not see that coming?
We didn't do this. They controlled us. They hypnotized us into doing these things. So we're not the bad guys.
I should have seen this coming a mile away. What the fuck?
Yeah. So, you know, this, amateur move. They should have done the hypnotized thing a while ago.
Right. See, you got the brain for this. Anyways, that's my sports story. That's my sports story for the week. You can all go. You can all go cry in your corners because you're not going to get Karen Gillan because I am.
Well, he's top dog this podcast. You hear that, Karen?
Oh yeah, Karen. You know it. Come. Yeah. You know it. You know what's up. You know what's up, Karen. You know what's up.
Yeah. Well, and if she ever says no, well, you know, you can just hypnotize. You can just hypnotize her.
I've already started that process.
Oh, is that this whole podcast you've been hypnotizing Karen Gillan?
This whole podcast has all been a scheme.
Perfect. Well, I guess if you're Karen right now, it's too late. You're already hypnotized. Nothing can be done about it. But if you are anyone else, hopefully you have a fantastic week. I'm Quentin, and I will be watching live footage of the Wuhan party, wishing I was there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Alex. You can catch me Facebook Living my first date with Karen.
Oh, Facebook Living. Oh, what's your first date going to be?
You know, I'm thinking something simple, like we just head over to the Wuhan water park. It sounds like a fun place. Watch everybody cough on each other. It sounds like it's going to be a great time.
All right. I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.